precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares with you. That's kind of a new one for us, isn't it? Let's sing that again. I know I goofed up a couple times. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares with you. And then extended ending, why don't we do that? And nothing I desire compares, and nothing I desire. Oh, forget it. That's right. Let's stand and pass God's peace with each other this morning. Or do you like to hang over a little bit? Because that reminds me, was it Friday? They had the big salad luncheon. And this gentleman comes in the door, and he's got a big black hat. You know, one of these, was almost like something like Mrs. Trump would wear. She wears these big hats, you know, and it's almost like that. And I go, who's that? And then this woman comes in right behind him, and she sees me, and she lights up, and I said, now where should I know her from? And then as soon as I found out the guy with the big hat was Elmer, then I knew. He's in one of my confirmation classes, and he's been adopted by this family, and he's happy, but he took off his hat, because I gave him a hard time about it. And I mean, Glennis, what do you think? He's probably not even 30 yet, is he? And he says, this is why I wear it. And of course, he was all shiny on top. So enjoy that. And by golly, you'd look really great over on that side with the sun.
You look good on this side, too.
You look good on, see how he did. You don't want to get into an argument with all good. And you're doing fine, too. And you got some mama's sister here. And good to see you. Anyone's out there else? Friends or visitors this morning? Who's talking to you over there? Or she's talking to you, yeah. She's kind of good looking, isn't she? Yeah.
You gotta marry her.
You know, she changed her hairstyle, and she gets a lot of comments on that. And anyway, let's try and, what else do we have for, I guess, I was having fun there. Joys and concerns.
I had two that went to prom yesterday, and hopefully they all got home safely. And then at the end of the school year, both of them are going to graduate.
Now, is that somebody we know?
Yeah, Kaylee and, Austin and Morgan.
Oh, sure. So
Morgan is Andy's.
Oh, yeah. Did you get pictures?
Morgan's I did. We didn't go to Austin's.
Okay, so hopefully you'll see him. We have one, too, that went to the prom. Same prom, probably. Yeah, and
Morgan went to
Norway. Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. How about Austin, though?
He went to Hutch.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember he was always such a good helper when he came here. He always wanted to help do stuff. And now we have one, and I've never seen him in a suit before. He's a junior, and he's got a girlfriend that. They all look good in those long, beautiful dresses for prom. And did GSL have their prom? No. Huh? They did last week. Oh, I see. Well, it seems early, but maybe not. So the joys, concerns. Yeah. It's not working. Go ahead.
First one is this coming Saturday, we could use some help if you're able. We're going to go out to the cemetery and start filling in some low spots. Mr. Bustler, our groundskeeper, is going to be flagging graves that have sunken, and we've got some black dirt. So we're going to throw some black dirt in and some seed, probably, hopefully, get out there before 9. And if anybody can, that's great. I know there's going to be people out of town, and it is fishing opener. So I understand previously made plans. Secondly, as we all maybe remember, Pastor last week announced his retirement, and it was met with resounding silence. And I think part of that there's two things. My first comment my wife was, well, that was kind of quiet and uncomfortable, and Ann said, do you applaud when someone says they're leaving? And I, okay, there you go, see, honey, you're smart, I'm not. So anyway, today I think it would be entirely appropriate if we gave Pastor a round of applause based on thankfulness.
Thank you.
That's all I got.
I don't know if you can't see, but she's got the biggest smile over there. That same one I'm picking on.
Glad we could help you out, Glennis.
And the present council helped me decide when would be a good time. So you folks have been really good. I was going to talk about in the sermon, but I'll tell you now, that was... It kind of rescued me, because I thought I had retired and was ready for it, but boy, I wasn't. And so I started preaching here, and as other places, filling in. And then here they kept saying, when are you coming back? So finally assigned on the dotted line, so to speak. And I just love digging into the Bible. Say, what is this about, What are others saying about it? Oh, I've got about a dozen or so sources. Don't go to every one of them every week to see what others have said. Commentaries, I suppose you call it. But anyway, it's going to be different. Unless I get another job, washing dishes or something someplace. I said, you're not going to get any checks anymore. It's all done through the mail. But we've got a little bit put away, and of course, my wife has a lot of money to loan out, so if you need any help, she's got plenty of money. I'm really picking on you this morning, aren't I? I'll hear it later. You'll get your chance back at me. Yeah. Wow. How many of you saw this yesterday, or it's Friday? There was quilts all over all these pews. There wasn't any upstairs, though. But, gosh, this was, it's just covered. I don't know how many were here. Anybody count them? They weren't for sale, but, man, you could stay and just look at that all day, all the work that went into those. Having had a great salad luncheon, right, Diane, did you say 150-something? And they barely had leftovers, right? Is that true? How about a round of applause for the Women's Guild? Yeah. Well, any of the men that helped. Vianne was here. We were going to pick her up and bring her down, and then Jay came along and with help from Martine and others at the Westwood Farm Ranch, they brought her in her chair, came in the side, and elevator downstairs, and boy, was she happy to be here. So, Vianne was gone for Michael, 4 months, right? At least, I know. Weather's getting nice. Now you can drop in and see her again. Yeah. I saw Margie Stockman, I think, last Thursday. She broke her ankle. And it's tough when you've been as active as she has been and to have to not be able to put any weight on it. But she's being cared for, getting therapy at Glenfield's, living with care. So, but it's, of course, as some of you know, it's a big change when you can't be mobile anymore. And any other joys and concerns?
Lloyd got home from the hospital, he had surgery last Thursday.
Oh, that's right. It was his turn, wasn't it, for a hip? And now she can take care of him for a little bit, right? Yeah. It went well, as far as you know. Yeah. Anyone, anything else? Other? John, did... Where'd John go? Oh, he went up. Did he cover two things? I forgot what the other thing was. Oh, that's right, I forgot that one. Okay. Well, let's move ahead then, and... younger disciples. Oh, that's right. He went with them for Sunday school. And that's our younger disciples time. I'm sorry, I thought there might be, but then I figured John could take the whole time today. So, and let's go ahead now with our call to worship. Gaze into heaven and see the glory of God. Lift up your eyes to behold the risen Christ. God is our rock of refuge, a strong fortress. Christ leads us and guides us every day. Indeed, you have tasted the goodness of God. You have known the presence of Christ, God's chosen one. Every day we long for pure spiritual milk. Each day we are inspired by the living Christ. Then let us lay our troubles at Christ's feet, and let us enter the sanctuary God prepares for us. We have come to find the way, the truth, and the life. We are to ask and receive and to serve. We pray together, saying, open your heavens to us, God of all worlds. We long for the pure spiritual milk you provide, so we may grow into salvation. We are your people, sisters and brothers of your chosen one. Let us this day be built into a spiritual house, a community of your faithful people. Keep us from judging those whose views differ from our own, or from throwing stones to those with whom we disagree. Incline your ear to us and rescue us from ourselves. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And you could tell, especially in that prayer of invocation, references to Stephen, who was stoned to death. because he stood up for Jesus and a resurrected Jesus, and he met his death. And of course, to Peter, who continued to work with the church and to write letters to the various audiences and give sermons, he talked about this growing into salvation, growing into a spiritual house. The church is not a building. The church is a people. And so we sing about the one who the house is built on. Hymn number 76, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and he's just the same at his lovely name, and that's the reason why I love him so. Oh, Jesus is the sweetest name we know. We'll sing that again. But our prayer of confession is a little different this morning in the sense that it's taken directly from 1 Corinthians 15, 3 through 4. Let's say that together. Or I handed on to you as of first importance what I in turn have received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. And we sing 76 again. Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and he's just the same as his lovely name, and that's the reason why I love him so. Oh, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. And as we make that confession, may we experience the freedom of being known that we're forgiven as we confess not only our sins, but our faith and trust in Jesus. James's cough was coughing all night, so he thought he better not come today. So I tapped Bob to read our gospel reading, which you have printed, thanks to Peg thinking it out. And looks like it'll be the same version, Bob. New Revised Standard Version.
May the Lord be with us. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you that I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may also. And you know the way to the place where I'm going, Thomas said to him. Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. And Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, I have been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his work. believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Probably noticed over here, I am the way. Dave changes those every week. Different message. I am the way. This text, of course, is read a lot at funerals. And we take it to mean that the person who dies goes to heaven to be with God, the Father. But you could also see it that Jesus is the way to the kingdom of God, which is maybe not up as much as it is with us. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is with you. And we indeed pray for that every week, right? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. So there's yet work to do, because you look around and you say, well, this isn't heaven, you know, with all the destruction and arguing around the world. But Jesus wants us to know, I think, that God is with us here. Jesus is not only the way, but the truth and the life. And I suppose we can spend a lot of time trying to figure out really what's the truth. I thought of the time, and I think I've told you this, years ago when I was in college, we got involved in the charismatic movement at the time, a time when people of varying faiths could get together and pray, and pray for Jesus to come, for heaven to become real on earth. And there was a fellow that played in, was in the music department in Vermilion, South Dakota, where I went to school. His name was Al Zimmer. And he wasn't part of this group, but he saw others in the group and that they were different, that they'd made a change in their lives. And he heard it was kind of a church group, religious. So he asked me one day, we were alone, I can remember the exact spot, in a park somewhere, and he said, Brian, what is the truth? Whoa, never expected to get that question. What is the truth? Shouldn't surprise me, I guess. I mean, I knew about it. I knew about the time Jesus appeared for his trial and faced Pilate, who really didn't want to crucify him. He had the power to do so. The Jews didn't, but he did. But he didn't find any fault in this man. So he dared to ask him the question, and I don't know if he was just frustrated himself, and he really wanted to know, or he wanted something from Jesus' mouth that would assure him that he wasn't a dangerous man. So Pilate says, what is the truth anyway? Who, the one who said, I am the truth, the life, and the way. And Jesus said something about, I'm paraphrasing here, it's hard to understand it because my kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my followers would fight, would take up arms. But my kingdom is different. Which probably confused Pilate all the more. And he said, I'll send him away. And when I said that to Al Zimmer, but the truth, I didn't know what to say except Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the truth. The presence, the very divine one who became like us in another sense. God, yet human. Divine, yet somehow subject to the same temptations we're subject to. Although he didn't sin. I mean, how could you say more? I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am. It's more than those two words with three letters. But it's, Moses was felt called out, was a shepherd called out of the slavery, especially as he was out tending his sheep, and he ran across a burning bush. You know that story in Exodus? A burning bush. It was burning, but it wasn't burning up. It was on fire. And he heard a voice from the bush. Moses, Moses, go set my people free. And Moses says, well, who should I send? Say sends me. And the voice he hears says, I am the one who sends me. I am who I am. I am that which is. The divine name, I am. It's repeated in the Revelation, the last book of the Bible. I should have made my place here. The first chapter reads like this in Revelation. This is the Revelation of St. John, you know. He was exiled because he was another dangerous man to be around. But he left some important reading, which we don't talk too much about, but in the first chapter begins with the fourth verse to say this. Whoops, I've got 1 John here. I don't want that. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to John to show his servants what might take place. Then he addresses this to the seven churches that are in Asia. Grace to you and peace from him who is and was and is to come, from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and freed from our sins by his blood and made us to be a kingdom of priests serving God and the Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Then he concludes this little part by saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, who was and who was is and is to come, the Almighty. I am the one who was and is to come, the Divine One, ever present. The I Am sayings, you've probably heard about that before. A group I sang at a funeral this past week in Hutchinson at Hunter's Ridge Evangelical Church. And they had banners there, like we have banners here, beautiful banners. But theirs are all centered around the I Am sayings in John. You saw one banner that what said, I am the truth. Another said the life. Another said the way. I am the good shepherd. I am the gate for the sheep. I am the door for the sheep. I am the true vine. I am the light of the world. I am the bread of life. I am the resurrection and the life. the truth, the life, and the way. What is truth? And I don't know, are you finding it harder and harder to discern the truth? Out of all the voices that are out there, all the news, different kind of outlets, the Facebook, or as I like to call it, the Spacebook, and all the texting and the podcasts and the different channels and that we get, what is truth? How can we pick it out? There are various voices say different things. I had to laugh. The other day I saw someone, or I heard someone over work talking three of them were talking together off the side, forget where it was. They were talking about this very thing. What is the truth? And somebody said, well, it must be true. I saw it on Facebook. And could be the last place you want to look if you want to look for the truth. A lot of stuff there. And of course, I always think of the Dragnet show when years ago, maybe you're too young to hear that, or I've seen that show. The investigator, he says, just the facts, ma'am, just the facts. Remember that? Can't think of his name who said that. And of course, a few years ago, somebody started talking about a different set of facts. Now, how can you have a different set of facts? What is the truth? All this stuff. Did you hear Taylor Swift? This is not a joke now. She's suing to get someone who, if they use her image for gain, she should get a share of that, or they should at least have permission so that they can use her image to advertise something or to advocate for something or to put her down for something. We'll see how that comes out. And then, of course, there's all these conspiracy theories, we call them. Somehow it's like, for instance, the Holocaust didn't really happen with the Jewish folks during Hitler's reign. What? How can you deny the Holocaust that it happened? Anyway, the truth, the life, the way, all the I ams. Jesus said, I am the life. What is life to you? What image comes to your mind? I know to mine it's, I think at the time we were with a group and we were canoeing in the Boundary Waters. And we'd canoed all day with short stops here and there. Finally came to our camping destination. It was a beautiful night. The sun was setting. And we got out of our canoes, pulled them up on shore, turned them over, settled back. Someone else was cooking, thankfully. We're getting ready to eat, and the smell of stew in the air. Soft breeze was blowing, that warm, humid evening. We sat back, someone had started a fire. We started talking, and someone said, you know, this is the life. But is that really the life? What is this abundant life we talked about last week, that superabundance of life that Jesus has come to give? Nothing wrong with canoeing and camping and enjoying those moments, but is the abundant life deeper than all of that? Like I said earlier, is it being retired? I tried it for a month, didn't work very well. Wasn't that? Maybe it'll be this time. Will I find and experience superabundance? We shall see. I love digging into the scriptures. I'm reminded time and time again of the pilgrims and John Robinson, who came over with that early small group on the Mayflower. When he landed, he being the spiritual advisor or leader of the group, giving thanks to God who had led them this way to a new country, to away from the king and England and the persecution that they faced, because they dared to think for themselves and worship in a different way. The Lord has led us. But his famous words, there is more light and more truth to break forth from God's holy word. What is that abundant life? Certainly it's more than low gas prices. I guess I might have gotten myself in a little trouble the other day. We were having a volunteer recognition for people that work at as volunteers at the nursing home in Hutchinson. Glennis and I do that a little bit. We were talking about the gas prices, how high they were, and I said, maybe they're not high enough. Well, I said, why did I say that? Silence. Then I said something about climate change. I mean, in the sense that we need to find different ways to power our living, our traveling. Climate is changing. The weather's getting weirder all the time. Too much carbon dioxide in the air. Say it over and over again. How can we better take care of this? How can we feel called to the task of being caretakers of this garden, this beautiful earth? I am the truth, the life, and of course, the way. The way. Thomas said, we don't know the way. How can we know the way? How can we follow you? We don't know where you're going. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. How can we follow? To me, it means following the way that early church really did follow. The way of nonviolent love for friend and foe. I heard a preacher, he was a priest actually, priests preach on that over and over again. He'd refer to Jesus saying, the way is that early church who preached love. Nonviolent love for friend and foe. And I was reminded of that passage from Matthew, the 5th chapter. I'm going to kind of end with this. Matthew 5, 43 through 48. Jesus says, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. Yeah. It's in the Older Testament. Do unto others as they do to you. Return a blind eye, a blackened eye with another one. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth, which, as Martin Luther King Jr. said, only leaves the world toothless and blind. But you've heard it said that. But Jesus says, I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. And of course, that's tough. And we can only be done with the Holy Spirit's love and anointing and power and help. Speaking of the early church, let's confess that early creed before we come to communion. It's on the inside cover of your hymnal. It's called the Apostles' Creed. about 390 years later from that early church start. Let's say together that I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Universal Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We come to the table and we sing this song. This was, still is, a black spiritual. Let us praise God together. God together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, O Lord, have mercy on me. Let us drink the cup together on our knees. Let us drink the cup together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, O Lord, have mercy on me. Let us praise God together on our knees. Let us praise God together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, O Lord, have mercy on me. Indeed, have mercy on God. On us, O God. Lead us into the truth. Lead us and show us what life everlasting can even be on this earth, maybe. Show us the way. And maybe those three things were on Jesus' mind as he gathered with his disciples, knowing he would be denied, betrayed, turned in. Yet he said, do this. Have this meal in my name. And as you eat and as you drink, remember me. And so we do. Giving thanks to you, O God, for this bread that was broken, the light of the world, the life of the world, the bread of heaven, the body of Christ, broken that we might be healed. Body of Christ. And naturally, as they sat around that table, Jesus took the bread and broke it. And then he said, this is my blood. And he passed around the cup. They all drank from it. My blood, which is shed for you. for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink and remember me. As they say, everything is ready. Come and eat and drink together, remembering Jesus. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Go in peace. Serve the Lord. To get the message, yeah. Amen. Good to have you here, though. The body of Christ. 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 go in peace and serve the Lord. There's a prayer of thanksgiving found in your bulletin. Let's pray that together and say, the bread has been broken, the cup has been poured, the meal has been shared. Gracious God, we give thanks for bread for the journey, for your wisdom guiding us along the way. May there be friends to share the road as we dare to dream of creation renewed and hope in the promise of justice for all. Amen. Yes, indeed, we pray. Justice for all, with liberty and justice for all. That your presence would be with us. Not begging, not demanding, simply saying words that I don't know, come from you, not bragging, complaining, but trying to echo that which you've given, life on earth, the way, the truth, the life. We pray together that prayer, that Jesus taught us to pray, as they say, Our Father, which is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. From whom all blessings flow. Ourselves to you, gracious God, as we dedicate material gifts that represent our labor, when we remember Jesus as the cornerstone of the spiritual house you are seeking to build in our midst, we are eager to help. Let your face shine on us and on this offering, that your mighty acts may be proclaimed to all the world. Amen. We give thee but thine own, whatever gifts may be. All that we have is yours alone, a trust, O Lord, from thee. Amen. You know, we had, Glennis and I had communion with Olive, I always want to say Olive, Olive this past week, and this is her favorite hymn, and I took my guitar in, and it's precious moments. And we got time to sing all five stanzas, I think, don't we, of this beautiful hymn, Abide With Me.
abide with me. Fast falls eventide, the darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, oh, abide with me. Swift to its close ebbs out life's little day. Earth's joys grow dim, its glories pass away. Change and decay in all around we see. O thou who changest not, abide with me. I need thy presence every passing hour. What but thy grace can foil the tempter's power? Who like thyself my grand stay can be? Through cloud and sunshine, oh, abide with me. I fear no foe with thee at hand to bless. Ills have no weight and tears no bitterness. Where is death's sting? Where grave thy victory? I triumph still if thou abide with me. Hold thou thy cross before my closing eyes. Shine through the gloom and point me to the skies. Heaven's morning breaks and earth's shadows free. In life, in death, O Lord, abide with me.
And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.